Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Patty Steele's got the Daily Dirt. The entertainment update is on the radio.
So it seems Meghan Markle is having a really tough time adjusting to life in the royal family. In a documentary that'll be aired tonight in Great Britain, she says she is existing, not living, while struggling with the pressures of royal life and media attention. She was asked during the emotional interview with broadcaster Tom Brady how she feels.
Thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, as in it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Holy cow. Wow.
She talked about how she's dealing with it.
But I thought it would be fair, and that's the part that's really hard to reconcile.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Wow. Why has she told Harry all this?
Yeah, oh, believe me, because he's pretty emotional, too. He's in this documentary as well.
God.
Harry said he can see him taking his family away from England to live in South Africa. He said there's a lot of trouble down there right now.
She's not going to like it there either.
He says they may spend Thanksgiving in America. She will like that. He was also talking, he was also asked about his relationship with his brother, Prince William, and how that's going. He replied, William and I are on different paths. As brothers, we have good days and bad days. I'll always be there for him. There's word Meghan and William's wife, Kate, are not close, to say the least. Harry and Meghan, an African journey, airs on ITV in Britain tonight. I'm sure we'll get it over here at some point.
Patty, remember back when they were first getting married?
Mm-hmm.
People who were friends of hers from America said that she's just not the kind of person that can live in that whole British aristocracy over a long period of time.
It's a little suffocating for somebody who's used to a lot of freedom in her life. So.
And if she comes, let's just say for a second, I'm not trying to promote this, but if she comes back, she's going to be a big, big star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever she wants to do,
she'll
be on TV.
You mean if she divorces him and comes back? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm just telling you. Remember they said she'll never fit in over there?
Right.
That was the word back then?
Yeah.
Because these people who knew
it's
her personality.
It's not an easy place to fit in, I'm sure. Jennifer Lawrence got married over the weekend in Rhode Island during a ceremony and reception with Hollywood stars on hand. Tied the knot with New York art dealer Cook Maroney on Saturday at a Newport, Rhode Island mansion. Adele, Emma Stone, Kris Jenner, Amy Schumer, and lots of others were among the 150 guests at Belcourt Castle. About 100 fans stood outside the mansion, hoping to catch a glimpse of all the stars. Jennifer, by the way, wore Dior and is said to have looked radiant in it.
What do you think about... first of all, I wasn't notified that Adele was going to be there. I would have gone.
Right. You wouldn't have turned him down for the...
I wouldn't have turned him down. But the other thing is, have you seen any of the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
They were so far away. Every picture that they have of them together is blown up.
Right. And it's like a satellite photo.
It's a satellite photo from all the way to Mars.
We'll get the pictures soon enough.
I got the pictures. Hello, People Magazine. I got a scoop for you.
Right.
Radio.com.
How about this? A lady living in a van in San Diego has agreed to give up all of her 300 pet rats.
All of them?
She lives in a van down by the river. Maybe. I don't know if it's down by the river or not. The best news of all, guys, is she's single.
Oh.
And she gave up the rats, so she's now rat-free. So if you had any worried about the entanglements, no reason to worry.
I don't know.
She's in that beautiful San Diego area.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Big story today online in all the papers. The CBS Evening News, they made a big deal of this, moving Nora O'Donnell to D.C. to do the news.
Oh, and it's working out great. They're so happy.
Not exactly.
No, they are. They said, we're so happy. We're really pleased with how quickly the CBS Evening News has established itself as must-see destination for fewer and fewer people.
That's what they're saying?
They didn't say the fewer and fewer people part, but...
Oh, I see.
It's a must-see destination for really selective
exclusive
people.
Reporting and investigative journalism. Yeah. The ratings are not our sole measurement at this time.
Okay.
Believe it or not, some TV people still use the ratings as a measurement.
Yes.
Not at CBS. No.
Only when they're negotiating contracts.
Yeah. So in total viewership, she's down 17% in the treasured demo category. 25-54, she's down 25%. That's a big drop.
Yes, that's 25%. That's a quarter of your viewers.
Who was the guy in there before? I forget.
Jeff Glory. Jeff Glory. A delightful young man who's now the co-host of Saturday Morning on CBS.
I really like him.
But he had better numbers than she's got.
Yeah.
Now, I swear to God, the numbers have fallen 17% since they booted him. In the July 15th debut, they had the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. They interviewed Caroline Kennedy about her father and Jeff Bezos, you know, about his space exploration ambitions.
Right.
The show came in last place. It had fewer viewers than it did a year earlier.
And they pay her about well over three times what they paid Jeff Glore. She gets $7 million a year, at the very least, they said.
About that. It's like I always told you. Remember when I first told you about David Muir?
Yes.
He was in second place back then. Now he's solid first.
Yeah. He's hard to beat.
Lester Holt's right behind him. Now, Lester Holt was in first place before they put David Muir on.
He's my go-to guy. I watch him.
I know. If you like second place, that's the guy to watch.
I don't watch because of what place they're in. I watch because I like the way they do the news.
You ought to move over to Nora O'Donnell. She's in third place. You might like her more.
I don't like her at all. Okay. That's why I watch Lester. Right. I know, Scott, you're all about whoever's most popular, that's who you should watch. But
well, no. I think if you want to be honest for a second, I told you he was going to be number one before
you did, but I don't. Particularly,
I know.
It's too clipped. It's too fast.
Yeah, it's too fast.
There's
they
like
spend
no
more time
story.
Teasing than delivering.
Yeah,
all right.
There's no story to choose that.
Scott likes him.
Yes.
By the way, I'm not the only one who likes him.
No, that's fine because a lot of people just want to.
I'm not trying to switch you, Patty. Stay
you
where
won't.
You are.
Can I share some happier CBS news?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, I was live at the Bike MS NYC fundraiser for multiple sclerosis, $2.7 million. CBS had a team. Who did I see fly by me? None other than Broadway Bill Lee.
Oh, yeah, he was. He had
tight bike shorts in his
he had the helmet.
CBS.
Oh,
he was a rock star.
He is.
People love him.
Yeah. He's
raising money for MS. So thank you, Broadway Bill Lee and the other 60 members of the CBS team.
That's so great.
He gets out. He does on the weekends.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Healthy guy.
Early.
That's the latest. Yep. That's the latest in TV ratings. But you know what? I hope Nora gets, you know, climbs back up.
Well, they'll give her time.
Yeah, she needs time. Usually that kicks in, you know, a little sooner than that, but sometimes it takes time. Like you say, you got to rebuild. I was telling Patty, my wife's, I think one of her favorite TV shows is it Succession.
I just watched the season finale.
Oh, yeah. She thought that was one of the best shows she's ever seen.
I sat there with my mouth open watching that finale. It was absolutely amazing.
That was the season finale, right?
The season finale, yep. Yeah.
It's on HBO.
It kills me, though, because you binge these shows and then you have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
It's like HBO. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll bring it back in August next year.
And the better the show is, the longer you wait.
Yeah.
Patty,
no kidding.
Did you see a hint of a smile.
Yes, 100%.
In the final scene. Yes. That's all I'm saying, a hint of a smile.
Yes, I went, look at him. Yes, I totally agree.
I just started watching it this weekend.
That's all we're saying, smile.
Okay.
Keep it down, keep it down. You're a little late on it.
Right? I am late.
How many are you behind?
I am season 1, episode 3. I just finished
last night. Oh, gosh.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I thought you meant you were just watching the finale.
The winter is coming.
No. I just started binging it.
Oh, what a show.
Takes a while to get to her neighborhood.
It's really an incredible show.
You know, one of the things that, there's a lot of stuff that bothers me, but the way the school system is operated in New York is one of the things that really drives me crazy.
It's a head scratcher.
We spend more money per student than any place in the country, and there's still trouble.
Yeah.
The other day, I told Patty, I saw this article, Richard Parsons. Mm-hmm. He used to run AOL and all kinds of things. He's like a billionaire.
Citigroup. He's a billionaire. Yeah.
And he says the same thing that I feel. It's an insult to the kids. That's these people who take the, you know, want the test to be simplified because some kids can't pass the test. So they want all the other kids to lower themselves down, you know, so the other kids can pass the test.
He says anytime somebody proposes reducing or creating a second subordinate set of criteria to allow people of color to participate, the implicit message is you can't cut it. I don't believe that, he said. And he, by the way, is also African-American.
Yeah.
He says he's really working really hard to help help kids. Like, he and Ronald Lauder have given $1 million so far to this education equity program, which is going to give free test prep to Black and Hispanic kids and underprivileged kids. And they asked the guy that runs education equity, they said, well, how are you going to finance these reforms? He said, the Department of Education spends upwards of $30 billion. I think we can find the money.
Wow.
What a great line.
I was like, you go.
Dumb it down, right?
Yeah.
The same test that they use all around the country.
Help them succeed.
Yeah. The ones who want to do better, give them a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
The other ones, what are you going to say? I mean,
well, anybody. I mean, that has nothing to do. If you have no motivation, you can be a rich kid, you can be a poor kid. If you have no motivation, but you do have to give kids who are underprivileged and can't afford these expensive test prep situations, you do have to give them.
What they're doing, Patty, is they're trying to make the politicians and the people who run this operation, the whole Board of Education.
They want to look better.
They want to look better. They don't care about the kids at all.
No.
Yeah, but it's a bigger problem than New York or America.
Of course.
Agreed.
Because on the world stage, we're falling behind.
Yeah.
Way behind.
Well, but the thing about it is these kids here are being ostracized because they can't pass the test.
Well, they're talking
about getting rid of the test, right?
The campuses on the 8 really elite high schools in New York City are 62% Asian, 24% white, and 9% Hispanic or Black.
Well, the percentage of Asian students is a lot higher in China, and they are taking
no
over.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
Well, yesterday I read this thing in the Post that found out, I never knew this happened, it's not widely advertised under the city Department of Education rules, but you cannot be denied credit or graduation based on not coming to school.
What?
If you don't show up, you can still get your diploma.
Yeah, I think you have to be there at least 50% of the time. Is that
They say if you're missing more than 10% of the days, it's okay.
Oh, 10%?
Yeah. 10%.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It said as long as you have the credits to graduate, and the kids are actually themselves saying if a student hands anything, whether it's correct or not, you have to pass them.
If you just hand in a paper, even if it's got
nothing
on it.
Yeah, you have to pass him. This is a whistleblower kid. He said he blew off his studies and still graduated. The teachers.
How's he feeling about that now?
Oh, he went to the newspapers and told the whole story.
Right. Wow.
How about that?
Ridiculous.
You don't have to show up all the time, or you make minimum requirements of being there. So it's crazy. And all it is politicians wanting to look better.
Right.
So screw the kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't need an education. All you want to do is graduate. You want you to graduate. That's it. So we look good.
Everybody gets a trophy.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.